Hare Krishna. Thank you all for coming on the Avibhava Day, appearance day, Maha Mahotsava of Krishna and Balaram. Actually, this is Balaram's appearance day. We say Krishna Balaram because Krishna and Balaram are none different. We have our Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And for those of you who haven't been, next time you go to Vrindavan or to Mathura, please go to the temple, the Krishna Balaram ISKCON temple on Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg Road. It's the second most popular temple in Vrindavan after Monkey Vihari. So please go and you'll see a beautiful deity of Krishna Balaram. Actually, on the altar we saw earlier, if you were looking closely, at the feet of Lord Nityananda is a picture of Lord Balaram from that temple. Very beautiful picture. And of course, in Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda Ram are worshipped as the same person. We'll talk about that momentarily. We have a very nice feast prepared, and at about 8:15, the weather is definitely permitting today, we'll take the feast outside. So we'll have a little kirtan, and I'll speak a little about Balaramji, and then we'll repair to the outside.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jana Balaba Kire Baratari Sopi Jana Balaba Kire Baratari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tia Ranachari Jamuna Jiya Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balaba Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Ubanachari Yamuna Tira Ubanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Stotara Sarashi Shri Mahara Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jaya Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Sagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Shyam Kundara Kundi Giri Govardhan Ki Jaya Shri Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya Shri Shri Navaritam Ki Jaya Shri Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jaya Shri Shri Mathura Dham Ki Jaya Shri Shri Yoganath Puri Dham Ki Jaya Shri Shri Ayodhya Dham Ki Jaya Tulasi Devi Ki Jaya Bhakti Devi Ki Jaya Ganga Maya Ki Jaya Jamuna Maya Ki Jaya Gaur Premanandi Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jaya Shri Shri Brihat Mridanga Ki Jaya Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jaya Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya Ki Jaya Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madana Mohana Ki Jaya Shri Shri Lord Balaram Ji Anubhava Mahamahotsava Ki Jaya Shri Shri Balaram Ji Abhibhava Mahamahotsava Ki Jaya Shri Shri Balaram Ji Abhibhava Mahamahotsava Ki Jaya Shamaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya All gloriously assembled devotees. All gloriously assembled devotees. All gloriously assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Today we're honoring Balaramji. Balaramji is appearing as Lord Nityananda Ram in Chaitanya Lila 500 years ago, so we're also glorifying him. And you notice there is beautiful decorations on the altars. There are also beautiful decorations on Radha Krishna Julan. Today is the last day of the festival of Radha Krishna Julan, Yatra, and we're honoring Lord Balaram today as the first expansion of Lord Krishna. Next week, remember, next Monday is the appearance day of Lord Krishna, and that's the biggest festival we hold here in the temple, and it goes right up to midnight. So please come and spend as much time as you can. I know it's a very late night, maybe not all of you will be able to stay till midnight, but we'll have a midnight aarti ceremony to honor the appearance of Lord Krishna, who appeared at midnight. And today, of course, with a feast and a nice kirtan, we're honoring Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the elder brother of Krishna, and as you see in the picture, he is whitish in complexion. Those of you who have been to the temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, see the beautiful deities in white and black marble of Krishna and Balaram. So Balaram appeared as the son of Devaki. He was the seventh son of Devaki, and he appeared actually in the room of Rohini. Before, as in Krishna Lila, we read, before the birth of Krishna Balaram or his appearance in the womb of Devaki, Devaki had the six sons of Marichi, who were all killed by the cruel King Kamsa. This was a part of a karmic performance in which they were again reborn. And these six sons of Marichi are sometimes described as the Garbha Asuras, or symbolic representations of anarthas, or offenses that occur within the mind of a conditioned soul. So they are Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, Moha, Mada, madness, and Matsarya, envy. One of the symbolic representations is to know that these are the impurities which we hope to become rid of or become cured of. In the material world, we're subject to these six things: lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. So it was a symbolic form of representation of purification for Devaki. Then when it came time for her seventh pregnancy, Krishna actually sent Yogamaya, and at this time he also wanted Balaram to appear. And Balaram was attracted through Devaki, through Yogamaya, through the womb of Devaki, to the womb of Rohini. And through the agency of Yogamaya, the power of Krishna, Balaram appeared in the womb of Rohini, another wife of Vasudeva, and he became glorified throughout history. But in the Krishna Lila, it is understood or thought of that at this time, this was the seventh pregnancy of Devaki, according to Kamsa's view, this was an aborted or miscarriage of her pregnancy. And then Krishna became the very feared eighth son who was destined to do away with Kamsa. So this is the history of Balaram. Balaram has great power. Bala, Rama, they mean, Rama means energy or happiness or joy. Bala means strength. And the very force of which the universe is made or sustained, we call gravity, is actually the force of Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna. He is known as gravity, or the force which keeps all the planets floating in the universe. That is the spiritual energy of Balaram, or Bala, or strength. Everything is moving, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sachara Charam, according to the desires of Krishna. And this is Krishna's manifestation of strength, that he is floating millions of planets in the sky, in the universe, in the ether, in outer space, effortlessly. This is going on by the energy, the attractive force of Balaram. So Balaram represents many things. He's very happy and also very, very powerful. He had the strength of unlimited strength. Sometimes he was defeating demons who had the strength of thousands and thousands of elephants, and he was able to very easily dispatch them because of his infinite strength. So when we pray to Balaram, we're also praying to Nityananda Ram, and I'm going to read a section from Srila Prabhupada's lecture in Bhubaneswar in 1977. It was actually on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda's appearance day is a very important day, coming just before Gaur Purnim in our tradition. And in many ways, because he's representing Lord Balaram, Prabhupada speaks of them in a way that they're almost identical, or their activities are very consistent. Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram are spiritual masters. Lord Nityananda is considered the original spiritual master, and sometimes we call him Nityananda Ram in honor of Lord Balaram. So this is in Bhubaneswar. This lecture was recorded in 1977, 20 years ago, by Srila Prabhupada. This is the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, Prabhupada says, is Baladev. Baladeva Tattva, Rajendranandana Ye Sachi Sutta Haile Se Balarama Haile Nitai, who was formerly the son of Nanda Maharaj, he has appeared as the son of Sachi Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was Sachi Devi. So Krishna is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu. Rajendranandana Ye Sachi Sutta Haile Se Balaram Haile Nitai. So Balaram, in the Vedic literature, it is said, Nayamatma Bala Hinena Laba. Nabahuna Shutena. So Bala means strength. Sometimes, some rascal philosophers, they take it that Bala means bodily strength. They propagate this philosophy that unless you are bodily, stout and strong, you cannot achieve spiritual salvation. You must be very strong and stout, and eat meat and fight, and then you will get next spiritual birth. No, this Bala, this strength, is different. This is spiritual strength. The difficulty of the present situation is that actually we are moving on account of spiritual strength, but they have no information of their spiritual strength. They are thinking of material strength. That is expressed here. Ahankare matahoya nitai pada pashiriya astyera sata korimane. This is due to ahankar. Ahankar vimudhatmaka tahamiti manyate. Those who are vimudha, especially rascal, mudhas, rascals, and vi means vishesha, visheshanam, particularly ahankara, vimudhatma. The same thing which is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Narottam Das Thakur says the same thing in plain Bengali language. Ahankare matahaya nitai pada. By the spell of maya, ahankara, vimudhatma, kartahamiti manyute, they are thinking that we are independent. We can do whatever we like. This is called ahankara, vimudhatma. Under false pretext, false prestige, everyone is thinking that we are independent. We can find out the solution of the problems of life by material adjustment. So that is our material disease, ahankara vimudhatma. Bewildered, they do not understand that the real strength is spiritual strength. We see daily that a very strong man, very powerful man, very good brain, very good scientist, so where is the strength? The strength is atma. As soon as the Atma or the soul goes out of this body, so intelligent, so strong, and so many things, that is nothing. That is the difference between dead man and living man. A living man is very powerful, very good position, everything. As soon as he lies down, he is lying down on the floor, and if you kick him on his face, he'll not protest. He is dead. So where is that strength? That strength is gone. That is spiritual strength. On the spiritual strength, the body moves. Suppose you have got a very good car, Mercedes car, Rolls Royce car. But when there is no petrol, how the car will move? It is not possible. There is spirit, petrol spirit. Similarly, real strength is spiritual strength. That spiritual strength is Balaram. Bala means strength. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram represents Guru. Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balaram. Sometimes in lectures, Prabhupada would inform us that everyone gets strength from Krishna or God. In this case, we're speaking of Balaram. Even those who profess empirical or atheistic philosophies, they get their strength from Balaram. For a long time, Hare Krishna devotees were living and practicing and preaching and propagating Krishna consciousness underground throughout the former Soviet Union. And they were being opposed by a very powerful force, a communistic-styled government, a dictatorship, a totalitarian state, which was very atheistic and institutionalized in many ways and propagated this institutionalized atheism. But the very strength which was exercised and the great fear that this government created in its people was actually due to Balaram, because all strength, even material strength, is derived from spiritual strength, as Prabhupada is intimating here. So whatever strength there is in the force of an atheistic argument, whatever strength there is in the force of the notion that everything can be understood by empirical knowledge, all of that intelligence, all of that strength, all of that power, it's actually coming from Balaram. So when we remember Balaram, we remember that the source of all of our energy, the source of all our intelligence, all of our views, our dexterity, our capability, everything that we do, every bit of power that we possess is coming through Balaramji, from Lord Krishna. And as Prabhupada was intimating also, kartahamiti manyate, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, it appears that we're doing everything. And it's the notion of the materialistically inclined person to think that whatever I've done, whatever I've amassed, or whatever I've accumulated, however great my dynasty, or my family, my business, my reputation is, that I've done all myself, due to my strength, because I have amassed a certain amount of intelligence to how to manipulate or maneuver this material world and to gather all these forces at my disposal. And again, when the materialistically inclined person doesn't succeed or has success and then loses that success by the force of karma, that person thinks, oh, why has this happened? God has done this to me. Why has God taken everything away? I don't trust God. I don't believe in God anymore. That's the mammonist or materialistic philosophy. If anything good happens, it's due to my power. Anything bad happens, it's due to God. He took it away. This sometimes we call it the victim complex. If anything bad happens to me, I'm a victim of forces beyond me. God has done this horrible thing to me. And if I'm successful, it's because of my own strength. There were many great personalities in history who had power, like Ravana. Ravana was even actually very expert in Vedic knowledge. But he was against Lord Ram. He was against Balaram as well. And he was against the sense of there being a higher intelligence other than him. So ultimately, even though he had so much power, built a city of gold, was able to burrow a tunnel under the surface of the earth all the way to Brazil, according to Srila Prabhupada and other Puranas, still he lost everything at the hands of Lord Ram. He was defeated because the one thing that was most important, the source of all his strength, the source of all his intelligence energy, wasn't properly recognized. He thought it was within himself, and therefore he was defeated by Lord Ram. Without the mercy of Balaram, you cannot understand. You cannot realize your spiritual identification. So Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram Haile Nitai. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balaram. This song has been sung by Narottam Das Thakur, Nitai Pada Kamalam Koti Chandra Sushitala. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then we get peace. Koti Chandra Sushitala. Just like in daytime, especially in the summer season, we become very much exasperated. But at night, in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become very much satisfied. Everybody was very happy after they got doused, that it was cool and pleasant last night and today. So, the moonshine makes us feel very satisfied. All the day's labor and fatigue is immediately removed. So Nitai Padakamalam, the shade of Balarama, or Nityananda's lotus feet, is Koti Chandra Sushitala, as pleasing as one crore of moonshine. One moonshine gives us so much pleasure. If we want actually peace of mind, if we actually want to be free from material fatigue, then we must take shelter of Lord Balaram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the strength. Lord Balaram is the spiritual strength. And without strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Nayam Atma Pravacha. Simply by talking nonsense. Nayam Atma Pravachane Na Labha. If you are a good speaker, that does not mean you'll understand yourself. Na Medaya. Neither by good brain Because you have got very good brain, you'll understand Krishna, no. Nayamatma, pravachanena, labo no madaya, nabahuna shrutena. If you think that you are a very good scholar, university degree holder, then you'll understand, no, this is not possible. So we must have spiritual strength. That source of spiritual strength is Balaram. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balaram. So we have to take shelter of Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu. The whole world is suffering. But if you want peace, then you take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Our real aim of life, how to go back home, back to Godhead, and associate with Radha Krishna. Unless you come to Radha Krishna, you cannot get real pleasure. If you want to dance and get pleasure, don't dance independently. Dance with Krishna. Then you'll be happy. When in 1969, devotees had recorded the Hare Krishna mantra, we were invited to go with Prabhupada from London to Amsterdam and appear on a television program. This program featured the popular songs of the day, and it so happened that Hare Krishna was a popular song of the day in those days. So they had some dancing going on all the time during this half-hour live television broadcast. And we were to sing the Hare Krishna mantra while the go-go dancers, girls scantily clad, were gyrating on the bleachers. Prabhupada kind of came in and looked around and watched all this motion, and we were a little mortified. Oh my, what's he going to say now? My gosh, this is horrible. How did we let Prabhupada walk into this? And he looked at them, and he looked back at us, and he looked up at the girls, and he looked back at us, and he said, just see, they're not even symmetrical. They were all, you know, wiggling in different motions, different ways. So that's a kind of dancing without Krishna. And didn't look very orderly to Prabhupada at all. So, on another occasion, we were on a similar television program, and Prabhupada said, we cannot dance like that. We cannot allow such dancing to go on while we're chanting. So, we requested the producer of the program that we would do our own dancing, and we would like to have, at least for this one particular number, the elimination of the go-go girls. So it was a live program, and it was a situation where if he said no, we would have to say, well, we're not going to perform then. And that's exactly what happened. So he became quite enraged, to put it mildly, but he couldn't do anything, and the program went on, and it was actually very nice, very ecstatic. But we earned a bad reputation with the program's director. You can't have everything. We had Krishna, so we were quite happy, and the viewing audience was very happy with the way it looked. Anyway, that's dancing without Krishna, not very satisfying. So Prabhupada goes on to say, dancing without association with Krishna, just like here in our temple, we are also eating, but we are eating the remnants of foodstuffs left by Krishna. That is real pleasure. It is not that we are stopping eating. We are not stopping eating. We are not dry philosophers. All over the world, we are eating Krishna prasadam, and we have got good experience. At least 10,000 men and women, they are taking Krishna prasadam, but we have no anxiety. We have no anxiety. So I think that's a good note to end on, because prasadam is being prepared. It is prepared for everyone. And we couldn't help but notice that last night, many of our dear friends must have the image of, especially in the summertime, coming and having a wonderful picnic. And unfortunately, we kind of got rained out. But it's very gratifying to see all of you here tonight. And we have a wonderful feast prepared by a number of devotees, including Abhay Ashray, Priyavrata, Bhakta Brian. Who else cooked today? No? Not you. Who? Vishaka? Mother Vishaka? Huh? Mother Jamuna, yes. Lakshmana? And Sriman Prabhu's wife? Huh? Nirguna. Her name is Nirguna. So we want to thank in advance all of the wonderful cooks who cooked with such devotion for Lord Balaram. Hare Krishna. Rishi Kananda will make an announcement, a brief announcement, and then we'll repair to the outside, the out-of-doors, great outdoors, and have prasad.
Hare Krishna. Only one small announcement. Today's feast has been sponsored by a very nice devotee. He's recently been coming to our temple. He's very young, new to the United States, but like all new young entrepreneurs, he's trying to carve a little niche for himself in society. But he's also, along with it, he's maintaining very high devotional principles, chanting Hare Krishna, and contributing towards the temple. And when the opportunity came, he decided to sponsor today's very, very big feast. Abhaya Shri really has gone out of his way with the other devotees. So he's very humble, but there's only one way to call him. I'd like to call Hanuman Prabhu to please come. Hanuman Prabhu. Hanuman Kumagiri Prabhu.
Yeah. Hanuman is, of course, nobody that walks across this threshold is ordinary, but he's not an ordinary person. And one of the ways we know this is that he told me something yesterday. We were talking about how there had been a new ruling or a 12-page document issued by the President of the United States saying that people work in federal government offices should, and it's a good idea, to speak about religion during their breaks. Hanuman Prabhu works for the National Medical Library up on Georgetown? Wisconsin Avenue. And he told me that he works at a computer. He's an engineer. And on the computer, he has a screensaver. And that screensaver, which, you know, when the computer's not in use, it shows a picture, a color picture. It's a picture of Krishna coming toward Bhishma with his chariot wheel spinning like a chakra, and Arjuna sort of tackling Krishna as if to tell him not to attack Bhishma. And Bhishma is standing there like this, waiting for the attack of Krishna. It's a very famous painting by our Parikshit Das. So this is the picture on his screensaver, and it's been there for quite some time. And well, every time there's a little lull and he's not actually on the computer, that screensaver goes on. So for weeks now, his colleagues at work have been coming up to him and saying, wow, that's far out. That's amazing. That's beautiful. And he spends sometimes half an hour explaining to them who these great personalities are. Arjuna, Krishna, and Bhishma. Arigo, Hanuman ji. So Krishna consciousness through people like Hanuman is rapidly spreading in the workplace, especially the federal workplace. Arigo.
So please don't forget, next week, Monday, everyone should take off from work. Or take Tuesday off and come here Monday night. So from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., we'll be having a very wonderful festival. We're putting up a pandal, so many tents. And please, as you're leaving, don't forget to take prasadam. I know, it's going to be over soon. from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., we're going to have a very beautiful festival. Kirtan, bhajans, dramas, everything. So you must come for that program. And also on Sunday, as our normal feast Sunday program. So we'll say the prasadam prayers and then we'll all take prasadam. Shri Shri Baladev ki jai. Sarira avijajal. Jodendriya taikal. Jiva phule avisaya sagare. Tarama jya jivati. Lobo moi sudarmati. Takitita katina samsare. Krishna bora doya moi. Kori bara jiva jai. Swaprasadana dilobai. Senam rita pao. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gunagal. Premadaiko Shri Chaitanya Nitai. Jaini Mai Jaini Tai. Shri Shri Baladev Mahaprasad Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please eat as much as you can. What you can eat, carry home. Please, and drive home safely. Hare Krishna.